I was looking at my life through the world's eyes. The world said I had to do well at my work in order to be admired and successful. I had to be a winner, always calling the right play, always making the right move. God was trying to impress upon me that, in His eyes, I was forgiven and loved no matter what, win or lose. He wanted to show me that His love would feel more real to me in the bad times than the good, because that was when I needed Him most. In the bad times, the down times, He would be molding me and shaping me in the way I needed, knocking off my rough edges to make me the kind of man He wanted me to be. I could actually be improved through adversity if I committed myself to Him. I was 32 years old, and one thing was clear. I had not been living for God. I had been living for myself. I had been chasing all the things I thought were important, and I had been missing the point of life. The end-all mission in my life, to land a head coaching job, was backward. I thought a job like that would make me a better person, financially comfortable, respected in the community, loaded with friends. The kind of guys I had looked up to were macho men, motocross and race car drivers, football players, people who knocked other people down and made their own way in the world. Now I found myself drawn to a quiet, peaceful, loving man like George Thorell, who was clearly trying to please God. It was time to get things straight. As I sat in church one night, I felt God really working on me. I knew that living right was not what got anybody into heaven. Ephesians 2, 8 and 9 says, "For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith. This is not from yourself. It is a gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast." I wanted more than just assurance I was going to heaven. I wanted to please God. I wanted to know Him. I wanted to be a loving person who was at peace with his family. I wanted to be a man who had something to offer his children. It was time to live by God's standard rather than the world's. I prayed silently in that church pew, telling God I was ready to commit myself to Him. Then I went before the congregation to make it public. I meant business. In my church, we call it a rededication to Christ. My relationship with George Thorell deepened to the point where I considered him my spiritual father until the day he died. Though we moved away from Arkansas and I coached four different teams after that, I heard from George nearly every week by phone or letter, encouraging me and admonishing me to continue my daily relationship with the Lord. The Bible came alive for me, and more than once I've been astounded to find that it seems to speak to whatever situation I find myself in. To me, that's evidence of God, too. It's like when I hold one of my grandchildren and feel the unconventional love I know could only come from God. When I rededicated my life to Christ, I felt a great weight lift.